Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey, baby loves. My loves.
My dear.
My babies.
How's it going?
Going pretty well. How about you? How's your weekend?
My weekend has been lit. Lit.
Yeah. Litty in the city.
This week or last week, our weekend started on Thursday because we went to the Millennium Tour on Thursday. because we knew we were going to be at Coachella and we didn't want to miss it. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't go in LA. So we were like, hey, let's go in Fresno. It's not that far from LA.
Disaster. Okay. We can never do that again.
Fresno's different.
Fresno is like
the energy.
I feel like it's probably because we don't really have an idea of where Napoleon Dynamite was like from. It was totally giving me Napoleon Dynamite-ish vibes.
No shade, no shade to our Fresno base.
No shade. No shade to anybody in Fresno. But it's really different up there.
I just feel like once I was watching some of the footage from their LA stop, that they didn't keep that same energy.
No, yeah.
Or Oakland.
We were duped.
They had it lit in Oakland and they had it lit
In LA.
In LA. But you know, I mean, we went Pretty Ricky and
Ying Yang Twins
were the best.
Took it down, okay?
B2K, there seemed like there was a disconnect to me. Slight disconnect, coupled with the fact that they were hella late to come on stage. We waited like an hour.
About an hour.
We waited an hour for them to come on stage.
Additionally, they had some comedian being the MC host. Or the host. The master of ceremonies, and it just did not translate. Number one, if you've been to the tour, then you know he goes around asking people to sing for like front row tickets.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever good enough.
Nobody's ever good enough.
And additionally, in addition to that, he's not funny. I didn't like the bashing.
He made some sick jokes.
The sick jokes. I didn't like it. I was like, sir, sit your ass down. That's what he kept telling people. Sit your ass down. No, that's what he needed to do.
He did. I was just not impressed. I was just like,
drained.
Drained.
By the time B2K came out, energy was depleted.
After the wait. We had waited so long, and it's not like they were like building up the momentum or anything. It was just nothing was being said. He was just going through the audience, having people sing for the invisible front row tickets. And we got irritated.
He just knew when they played Smile, Bitch. Smile, Bitch, that was going to turn the crowd up. Crowd was like, nah, fam.
No, we're millennials. That's for y'all.
We were done, okay? So that just, it was just different. I don't feel like it was worth it to me. I'm sure everybody who went here was like, oh my God, I feel like it was 16 again.
You know, I actually heard a lot of people who went to the LA show say that B2K shouldn't have headlined it. It should have been Pretty Ricky headlining.
Wow.
Because Pretty Ricky really comes with that fire.
Pretty Ricky keeps the energy.
The songs hit. They have the energy.
The dance moves.
Spectacular,
honey.
And Pleasure P can sing really good.
And Spectacular is dancing like Debbie Allen. Okay? Spectacular hits those dance moves. They be precise. Okay? The body rolls are like none other.
Speaking of dancing, Raz B was dancing like he had a point to prove. I'm like, hey, Raz. What is up with you? Like, he was really putting dubs on it.
He was dancing on parts where I was like, is there any dancing here? Like, should you be dancing? Shouldn't you be harmonizing? And another thing, on the way back or at some point when we were talking about it, I was like, do the other boys outside of Omarion, Raz, Fizz, Boog,
right?
Do any of them really sing now, or is that still just the backing track that they sing to?
I don't think they were singing through
They're
the
just
mic.
Living on the moment of like
They're
what they,
just there for support and dancing choreography, and then Omarion, I only heard his voice.
That's crazy. I'm like, these niggas ain't sung live since they
recorded
this shit.
And we left a little early, but I heard that Omarion did 5 solo songs, which I think was a little excessive.
I don't think so. He had 2 albums.
I don't care. It's not Omarion's tour.
But it's just a little snippet of like, hey.
He should have did Post to Be, Touch, and Oh, and then got off.
Post to Be,
Touch, and Oh.
No, I think he should have did Icebox, Touch, and Oh. Post to Be was, oh no, Post to Be, yeah.
That was a hit.
Okay, that was a hit.
Yeah.
If your girl come close to me, she gonna run right off in the ghost with me.
I make her do it.
Okay, yeah. But gotta eat the booty like groceries. That was a thing in the summer. Remember when that popped up?
Yeah.
Then eating the booty was like, okay, it's a thing.
Yeah,
people are talking about it.
Accept it.
So yeah, if you went, let us know how your experience was.
Yeah, let us know. I mean, I'm sure it's different in every city. I feel like they brought a lot of energy to like the main core cities like New York.
Oakland is when they brought Baby Girl up again. Another Baby Girl who shut it down.
You know who they brought to LA on Sunday?
A. Marie.
Eric Bellinger.
Oh, really? That's perfect.
Perfect.
And A. Marie was at the Saturday stop.
And Neo was there. And they brought Ray J yesterday, too.
Guess who
and
we got?
Sang one
no
wish.
One. No one in Fresno.
We barely got B2K.
Barely.
they were hanging on by a thin jumping. Thread. So, you know, they got us, but we didn't quite get them.
My God. B2K is
we got the Ying Yang Twins, though. I could have just went to see them alone.
Yo.
My edges were sweating out.
At one point, I had to sit down. I'm like, my ass is going to fall off. My ass will be on row B.
Germany was like, I should have brought my scarf.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Now, y'all know when I say I need my scarf, it's because my edges will go back.
Yeah, once my edges left, I took the phone off me and said, you know what, no more front shots. Edges are gone, and I'm out.
The tap out.
My edges have left the building.
Yin Yang Twins has bangers. I don't think you realize how many quality bangers they have until you're in the vicinity and it's back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
Nonstop ass shaking. Ass get to wiggling, motherfucking jiggling. Keep that thing free, shaking like it's frostbite, shivering. Stop. Okay.
Yes. They were good. And so then.
They old though. You know, they were the original Migos. Migos.
Yeah. And they were being featured on everybody's songs too.
Man.
Like 2 Chainz.
Yeah. That was original A-Town.
Okay, so then after that on Friday, oh God, so we didn't get home until like 3 in the morning because we had to drive from Fresno to LA. And then we got home and we had to turn around and wake up and go to Coachella.
Back on road.
So we woke up, like we got like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and then we've been hitting the ground running since then. So we got to Coachella on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Coachella was fun.
And Coachella went by so fast.
It did. A lot of people were talking when the Coachella lineup was released. A lot of people were disappointed. When I saw it, I'm like, Ariana Grande, Tame Impala, what? But the tickets were already purchased, so I'm like, you know what? I'm rocking with it, and I generally have a good time at Coachella.
At this point, it's like the experience.
It's the experience, but you know what? It was really good.
It was good.
And Ariana Grande sang her ass off.
Ariana Grande sounds like an angel.
She does.
In real life.
And Khalid.
Khalid. Oh, yeah.
So who were your favorites?
Childish Gambino killed it.
Yes.
Stage presence is crazy.
Yes, production.
The way he really incorporates acting and brings all of that to the stage. So he does a lot of animated movements and like body.
Graphics were killer.
Everything. Childish Gambino was amazing. Ariana Grande, I'm blown away by her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice was crazy. Khalid, his voice, crazy. Her was late. Although I like her, wasn't blown away.
Her did amazing.
Her voice is great.
I watched her show after and she did good. She always does good though.
Yeah,
she always does good. We didn't sit long enough to be blown away. But I wasn't blown away. Watch her.
I mean, I've seen her live multiple times. She's always, her voice is very angelic as well.
And she plays multiple instruments.
She does, and she kills that guitar. But I also think there's a level of professionalism that you have to bring to the table. And once you've been doing these shows on your own, I feel like artists start being like, oh, fuck it, I could be a little late.
But I also think we don't know. It could have been Coachella.
Production.
Yeah, production.
Okay.
So...
Her was okay, but I'm going to say my favorite probably was Childish Gambino. I thought he was really good.
My favorite, I like Janelle Monáe.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, Janelle Monáe's performance was equivalent to a Beyoncé performance if she was on a Beyoncé level.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we're not saying she's Beyoncé.
My top 3 were Janelle, Childish, and YG.
Forgot about YG.
YG.
Okay, see, so that means there were just so many good people there. So many good performances. I can't even say like.
I didn't see anybody that was trash.
Yeah, there was no one who was completely just trash.
Everybody, we made good selections. We were able to split our time efficiently. You know.
Honestly, Gucci Gang was trash.
Oh, Gucci Gang was trash. Didn't sit through that.
I just don't think they had a great format for how the Gucci Gang was supposed to work. If you guys don't know, Gucci Gang is Smoke Purp, Lil Pump, and Gucci Mane. But it wasn't,
it wasn't fluid. It wasn't fluid. It was like Smoke Purp came out and did his songs.
4 or 5 songs.
It didn't help that we didn't know those.
No.
I mean, they weren't hidden either. I don't have to know a song to feel the vibe.
Wasn't for it to bump.
Then Lil Pump came out.
Lil Pump.
And he did his songs.
Which we like. We love Esketit. Esketit.
But he doesn't have a lot of stage presence. And we didn't even make it to Gucci Mane because we were like, we're going to go see Khalid.
Which was a better decision.
You know who we missed?
Who?
Selection brought out Buddy.
Oh, that's why Buddy was there. Well, you know, they're known for putting smaller artists on
but
who end up turning
Snow
into
Allegra.
Bigger artists, yeah.
Who I love.
Selection is bomb. We've been to a Selection show, so love Joe K. Killer job, Joe K. Great job making it to Coachella.
Yes, great job. Love proud it. Of him because he was really humble and proud.
Yes.
And he got it out the mud and he made it to Coachella.
They're one of those artists who broke Daniel Caesar. They put Daniel Caesar on. They put Sir on.
Okay, they do the indie.
They have a lot of people that they find on SoundCloud and like indie artists and they like, you know,
fuse them into put them in. Mixes.
Yeah, put them on and have them come on the show and talk. So Sir was really good. Great vocals.
Great vocals.
Killed the show.
And he brought out
Schoolboy Q.
Schoolboy Q and Masego.
Masego. Oh,
love
yeah.
Love Masego. And Masego did the song. What is it called?
I have
Sugar
no
idea. Mama, Fuck the Lady, okay. Sophisticated.
Come on.
So he did that. And then it was just good. The weather was good. It wasn't too hot because the first year we went to Coachella, it was super hot.
Like 104 degrees.
So we got lucky because weekend two is usually hotter.
You know, Coachella is just an all-around good time.
And the food. They have Monty's.
Love Monty's. You either really like it or you really don't. I don't feel like there's
a lot
many
of people.
People
get overwhelmed because there is hella people.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of people.
And that also can be a good thing. You can look at it and take the negativity bias out and say, I'm literally surrounded by all of these people who are here for the same reason.
Common
I
interest
am.
And goals.
Music, vibes, good times, good energy. So, I mean, if you think about it from that perspective and you go out there with a good attitude, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And good girls.
And, you know, you can make it what you want it to be. If you want to stand away from the crowd, you can.
Yes.
Because if you want to be in the front row, you're going to be surrounded by people and that can completely change your experience. We usually find a good spot
a
where
little
we
pocket.
Can see.
Yeah.
Not fully immersed because, I mean, there will be mosh pits and, you know, shit going on like that. But get where you're comfortable.
And not mosh pits for every artist. You
no,
know, like
just
some,
for like the little pumps. And
the little pumps.
Playboy Cardis.
Oh, we seen Playboy Cardi too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was a good time. I'm glad we went. We'll be there next year.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to everybody who said hello.
Oh, yeah. Saw girlfriend listeners.
Yeah, that's so, so
took
cute.
Pictures.
You guys know if you see us in the street, nigga, you know us.
Holla at a player when you see us in the street, trick.
Holla at a player. So, yeah, it's always nice to see you girls.
Yeah, so we're already anticipating Coachella 2020.
I'm like, what? Okay.
2020, that just sounds crazy.
That sounds like monumental.
Yeah.
Coachella 2020.
Coachella 2020, we're already anticipating that, so.
But yeah, every day was good. We bust down Tatiana and came right back on Sunday.
Oh, that was our first time doing that. But it was great to wake up in my own bed.
Yeah, hella.
I felt amazing waking up in my own bed today. I'm like, thank you, God, for getting us home safely and for me waking up in my own bed on this Monday morning.
Especially thank you because, okay, first there were 2 footprints in the sand. I started driving and there were 2 footprints in the sand. And at some point, the Lord was carrying the car.
On our back. On
period.
Back.
Okay. At first there were 4 sets of tires or what is that?
Germany,
8 sets
stop.
Of tires. And then the Lord took over. He really took the wheel because, listen, I was on my last leg. I was hanging on by a thin, 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 thin thread. So, yeah, we're here today with you by the grace.
And, yeah, we aren't dragged.
No.
And some girlfriends said they probably they're planning on going weekend, too. The trick to not being dragged by the ass at Coachella, keep yourself hydrated. Oh, I almost passed out on the third day because I barely ate. But keep yourself hydrated. There's a juice bar nearby. If you're staying in Palm Springs, you can get some wellness shots, get you some green drink, whatever color drink with fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
And
take plenty of
touch. Our studio almost stopped.
Take plenty of emergency, load yourself up days before you go. Your immune system is compromised out there. You're amongst thousands of people who are coughing, sneezing, allergies, rubbing, touching. I mean, there's a lot going on.
And the weather switches.
Yeah, it's like
really
a
hot in the day. And then at night, the temperatures drop dramatically.
30 degrees.
Yeah.
It will go from like 90 to 60.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're from LA, 60 is cold. So yeah, just be mindful of that.
And consider that with your outfits too.
Yeah.
Because if you wear the bikini bottom, you're going to need something to keep you warm at night. Your ass going to freeze off.
Seriously, keep the thing shaking like it's frostbite shivering.
But they have lockers that you can rent. So if you want to bring you an outfit for the night or some pants to slip on over your bikini bottom, do that.
Just be mindful.
Yeah.
Make smart decisions with your outfits. Make smart decisions with what you eat.
Especially with the shoes because a lot of feet.
Oh my God, y'all.
A lot of feet at the end of the night had already left the festival. and the owner of the feet were trying to catch up to them to their feet. At the end of the night,
I seen somebody was in space boots on, and her feet, she literally looked like she wanted to give out, give up, tap out. I'm like, girl, your feet are crying. Your feet are begging you to stop. Period. Okay.
Crying out to me.
Her feet were on the floor, literally rolled off her feet. And she was on her ankles at that point.
No, Brachylia, she was on her knees like YG. She was literally walking on her knees like, why is she trying to get to the car? And the walk to the car, it ain't no crystal stair.
No, it ain't even a wooden stair.
You
like
need your feet to maintain their integrity. Otherwise,
you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked. So, yeah, be careful with what you wear. Be careful with what you eat. Don't drink the water out there. Just buy the bottled water and you'll
$2
good.
Yeah.
Buy the water. So.
Okay. So, yeah, that was our weekend.
Recap. Tons of fun.
Yeah, so new week, new tea.
Where we can, we trying to gather our bearings.
Yes.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, as you all know, we discussed the passing of Nipsey Hussle.
Brother Nipsey.
His funeral memorial service was on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful service.
It was. Brought me to tears. My eyes were bloodshot.
Girl.
Bloodshot, okay?
When I tell you, I was like, you know what? Let me gather myself because the Millennium Tour is tonight.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And it was a lot.
And I took an early day that way, that day at work, y'all. Let me tell you, I was in my office watching the first service. Somebody had to come over and take over my assignment, and I was in tears. And she was like, oh, my God, are you okay? I was like, my cousin died. Bitch, I was like, yeah, my family died. She was like, oh, my God, the rapper. I said, yes, that was my cousin.
Goodbye.
My family, okay? Yeah. I'm in here mourning. Take the assignment and let me leave.
Thankfully, I was off because normally I would be at work too. And I know my coworkers wouldn't have understood.
I was like, yo,
so
my family
I got to
died.
Watch it in the comfort of my home, but I was torn up.
Yeah.
Like torn.
Same. I feel like the world was. Black community still mourning.
Yeah, we're in the struggle together.
Yeah, and while we're mourning, some other disrespecting our brother. What's tea?
So Laura Ingraham, who's a host on Fox News,
decided
her and her co-host, what's his name?
We don't know his name.
So they were reporting on the passing of Nipsey Hussle, but she says that his recently released song, FDT, Fuck Donald Trump, which is actually YG's song, and he was just featured on it.
Which is old. Come on, we years out from that.
So she was talking about that and laughing, having a chuckle.
Talking about is in light of the African American employment rate, girl, if you don't get your ass, let's talk about Nipsey's contributions to society.
I just think that was really insensitive,
unprofessional,
inconsiderate. There's a petition going around to get her fired.
She needs to be dismissed. She's very racist. She's the same person who told LeBron to shut up and dribble.
Yeah, bitch. I'm sick of her.
Get rid of her.
That's not cool.
Throw her out.
That is not cool. So hopefully she gets dealt with.
Otherwise, we gonna deal with her.
We already started with the petition. I need to find the petition. I didn't see the link to the petition, but I heard there's a petition going around to get her out. And that's what we need to do. So
I'll be signing it.
If I find the petition, when I find the petition, I'll be tweeting it.
Period.
From the Black Girl Bravado page.
Yeah.
So follow us over there.
Follow me, ho.
Down in the show notes.
It go down.
And we need to get her ass out.
Get her out.
Because she done lost her mind.
Yeah. Other than that, that was imperative because this is a call to action.
Yeah.
Sign the fucking petition.
Yes.
When you see it. So that's the only tea we have.
Yeah. Our tea was Coachella and Millennium Weekend.
Period. What we do want to remind you to do is, this is another call to action.
Yeah.
Rate, review, subscribe, tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl about the podcast. What we do here is an exchange of energy. You guys get to experience us, and the way we experience you is by leaving a rating and review. It lets us know that what we're doing here, it matters to you.
Yes, it does. We really care about these reviews. Honestly, every time we were sitting at Coachella, like, we got a new review, reading it. So we really appreciate you all who take the time to leave us these kind words. They do not go unnoticed. So even if you're not the review of the week, we love the reviews all the same.
Yeah.
We just pick these randomly. So we're going to read Liv's today. She says, BGM, I've been listening to this podcast religiously for a few weeks now. I absolutely love it. Love is an understatement.
Come on.
Since I found it rather late, I go and listen to the older episodes as well. Your growth has been amazing. I believe that everyone needs ladies like you in their lives, and this podcast allows us to have that. I feel like we're actually friends. LOL. We are.
We are.
I sent this podcast to my best friend and she loves it too. Keep doing what you do, please. You ladies are a part of my routine now, so keep applying that pressure, sis. TBGB gang.
Gang. I love that. Okay.
Gang, gang, or don't bang.
What is that? TGB?
TBGB gang. The Black Girl Bravado gang.
Okay, so
is that a new hashtag
know.
That we're adopting? It's TBGB gang?
It's basically a gang. All right?
We're getting on shirts. We're getting on gang. Jackets.
On the gang.
Gang. Bust down. Bust it.
Okay? TBGB. Period.
Yeah.
Okay?
TBGB gang. So you started it, Liv.
Thanks, Liv.
Yeah.
Wow. You just
it's
gave
it. It's a movement. You know, and they said, I'm a movement by myself.
But I'm a force when we're together. There it is.
So we're together. We're a force now with a gang.
Gang. On the gang.
So thank you for that review and for the hashtag.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Also, we want to remind you guys to check us out at theblackgirlbravado.com. It's where you can stay abreast on everything that we have going on. We do have some shit popping off the 1st of June. We want to see you there. We want to see those asses. We want to see those sundresses.
Those seats filled.
Asses in seats, period. Yes. But if you don't know, maybe you're new here. This is the first time you're listening. Hi. We send out a newsletter once a month.
Yes.
So the way to get on our newsletter list and also be subscribed to our emailer list is to just put in your email when the window opens up on the first page of the website. So we want to connect with you guys and we want you to stay up to date on everything that's going on with us.
Yes. In addition to our website, we have our secret Facebook group. And so in our secret Facebook group, we have secret conversations that only us know.
Yeah.
We don't even talk about it on the podcast.
Uh-uh.
But we talk about everything there. We extend the conversations had here on the show. People pose their own questions. We chime in and kiki about that. So it's really a resource for you to continue to build community and sisterhood. So join it. The Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout on Facebook.
Join us. So back to our really cool event that's on June 1st that we want to see you all there. We understand and we've been getting a lot of messages that a lot of you girls are coming in from other places, driving in from other states, which is fucking great.
Amazing.
That's crazy. I'm like, bitch, they coming from where?
Girl.
So we're super excited to see you guys and we realize that you likely will need flight information details on the event so that you can
secure the rest of your itinerary.
Yeah. So luckily for you girls, the tickets and the event, everything's going to be released this Friday.
Yes, everything is going to be released. So gather your coins. Hopefully Friday is a payday for you because when the tickets are first released, there will be at a special price.
Yeah.
So, you know, we love to save a dollar.
Or two.
Or 10. Yeah. So
whatever it is.
Make sure you're on the website on Friday.
Yes.
For your tickets.
In addition to that, everybody who's coming will get special goodie bags from a bunch of indie brands that we're working with. We're very excited. If you are an indie brand and you make or have a cool product and you want us to try it out and maybe have it in the goodie bags at the event, feel free to reach out to us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. Let us know what it is that you do, what you have, and how we can move forward with collaborating with you.
Yes.
And we'll make some shit happen. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. I need a goodie bag.
Yeah, at this point, please.
I need a goodie bag. So. Yeah.
I do too.
We're excited about it and we know y'all will be too. We also we got a lot of church announcements today.
Yeah, bear
with
us.
We have our Homegirl Vibe shirts, very few, less than a handful left. Whoever placed an order last week, those will be going out today. So expect that within the next couple of days.
Yes.
But if you're still sitting on it, we're telling you to get up, place your order because once these are gone, they're out, we are going to be rolling out our new shirt.
Our new shirts.
Our new merchandise. So
it's going to be fun.
Check in. There's only like, I think, two sizes left. So,
okay.
Gather.
Check the site. That's all on the site as well. And you girls know we've been trying to consistently give you guys tunes.
We'll be trying to give you guys a lot.
We try.
Words, tunes, twerks.
Yes, a little bit of everything. So we've created another playlist to prepare us for spring, summer. If you guys remember the episode of Real Housewives when they asked Sheree.
When her clothing line was coming out.
Yeah. And she was like, joggers, spring summer. That's the name of the playlist. Just because it's a spring summer vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of new sounds and tunes that have come out.
Because you know, for us, our summer really starts as soon as the sun comes up and the temperatures rise. And then the skirts rise.
Exactly. Skirts and shorts and everything else.
Yeah.
But leave the panties on.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you.
So the Joggers Spring Summer playlist is going to be available on Apple Music as well as Spotify tomorrow.
Sweet Treat Wednesday.
Tomorrow. Okay. So it'll be up tomorrow. Let us know what you girls think. It's a vibe. It's a mood.
Yeah. Mood. It's a turn up.
It's a mood. Hopefully you enjoy it.
Now is the time. So by the time you hit those summer day parties, you already have your moves. They drop a song. Your moves are ready.
Your moves are ready.
It ain't nothing like having some prepared moves. Nothing. Don't want to get caught off guard, caught slipping. Be prepared. Be prepared.
So yeah. That's it. Get your asses ready to shake.
Yes. So, before we jump into the episode topic, we have something special that we want to share with you all. We'll call this a double gem episode.
Double gem episode.
So, we found these great new bras that we want to share with you.
Yes.
We're partnering with a company called Third Left. Don't know if you heard of them before, but let us put you on if you haven't.
Yeah, put you on the gang.
So, the reason why we love Third Love is because they're the shit. So first of all, you know we love something that seems customized to us.
Yes.
So Third Love is all about customization. As soon as you get on the website, there's something called a Fit Finder quiz. It's a really quick quiz, about 60 seconds. And all you have to do is like answer things about the type of bra you currently wear. It even gets as detailed as the size and shape of your titty. Like, do you have a teardrop? Do you have an orangutan?
Do your nipples go east, west?
Do you have asymmetrical? Because sometimes one boob is bigger than the other and you want to make those puppies in unison.
Yeah.
And then they ask you, like, about the cuppage. Do you have a gap? Do you have spillover?
Your current bra?
Because you know sometimes your little titty, not mine, because I have the nearly A, but that's why I love Third Love.
Yes.
Sometimes your titties will flow over, the cup runneth over.
Yeah, definitely.
And so you want to keep those puppies contained
and secure.
They ask you that question too. So after you take the quiz, they'll recommend your size in the perfect bra for you.
Yeah.
And there's more than one option. I think three bras popped up for me.
Just one popped up for me. So which bra was recommended for you?
I had the 24/7 classic contour plunge bra.
Beautiful. How are your titties feeling?
Bomb. I wore it to Coachella.
Oh, beautiful.
It's breathable, lightweight. The underwire isn't aggressive. You know how sometimes it can dig into your skin.
Uh-huh.
They make it from a very soft material. And then I liked it because with my other bra, I would have like the gaping.
Yeah.
But with this, it has like a mesh overlay that keeps the bra secure to my skin. And it has like a deep cut. So if you want to wear like a V-neck or something where you have a low opening.
Yeah.
Seamless, because I hate when my undergarments show.
Yeah. So after I took my quiz, which again, like Brittany said, it was super quick, it's efficient, it's effective. All the specific questions really help you come out with the perfect bra for your perfect titties. And we know no two pair of titties are made alike.
Yeah.
Right? Which is the great thing about First Love. That's why, I mean, Third Love, First Love. It's my first love.
Yeah. My first love bra.
Yes. So Third Love is really great. It recommended the classic t-shirt bra for me. I have pretty simple titties. I just want something I can wear like an everyday. I'm not too dressy. So
you wear a lot of t-shirts too.
I wear a lot of t-shirts. So it's great to have something that's perfect, that's comfortable. It's very, very, very soft. So I love it. I too wore my bra to Coachella and my titties did not pop out once. They were nice, secure, and loving me for getting Third Love.
Yes.
For putting them in Third Love.
So when you take this quiz, you can trust it because over 12 million women have taken this quiz. And like, I went through all the reviews on a couple of bras and they were rated very high.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be disappointed. We ordered, I think I ordered my bra. I forgot which day of the week, but it came like within 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days. So don't worry about that. Shipping is fast.
Shipping was fast. It was at my front door and I'm like, okay, let me put on my bra.
Yeah.
let me see how this works. See if it works under my garments for Coachella. Cause I had a little, a low outfit number, and it worked perfectly. So
thanks, Third Love.
Thank you, Third Love. And we have a little treat for you, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Again, we love to save a coin.
Yes.
So if you're interested in saving a coin and you're in the market for a new bra.
Even if you're not in the market for a new bra, go take the Fit Finder quiz. This is great. You might not think you're in the market, and you will be in the market.
Right, because we're so used to just going to whatever store we go to and just getting picking what we're our used shit to. Up. But now that I've tapped into this, I'm like, okay, I feel like a woman. I feel like a woman. So to get your bra, go to thirdlove.com/bravado now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, just in case you didn't hear me, that's thirdlove.com/bravado for 15% off today.
Yes, B-R-A-V-A-D-O, bravado.
Yeah, so let us know.
Tap in.
You order your bra, let us know how you're feeling. Maybe you want to snap some pictures in it.
We're tag here for us, that too. Tag us and Third us. Love.
Yes.
Yay.
Tag us both. We like them both. They're equally good.
They're equally good. So today, now that we're done with all that. Woo!
Actually, last week. Tell them about last week.
Oh, fuck.
What did we talk
Never
about?
Never ends. So last week was episode 92, Only the Good Things, and we talked about overcoming negativity bias. So we have a natural proclivity to focus on the negative experiences we have instead of the positive ones. So in last week's episode, we discussed the concept of negativity bias. We chatted about what it is, why it exists, and offer some tips to help you overcome and combat the negativity. Also, there was a journal prompt available, so if you haven't already done that, listen to the episode, use the journal prompt, let us know if you're feeling that. Yeah,
and let us know if the journal prompt helped you work through the negativity bias.
Step your pussy game up.
We should have Black Girl Bravado journals.
It's coming.
Yes.
So today,
gearing
into today, in the now, in the present, we are going to be talking about envy and what envy is and how envy plays a role in our lives and in our friendships, because honestly, we're all dealing with envy. We all have dealt with some sort of envy, mm-hmm. especially in our friendships, because it's our human nature. It's just at the root of who we are. And, you know, it's just there.
Yeah. And so we also want to talk about how we can overcome it.
Yes.
Because it is possible to overcome.
It's possible.
It's possible. And, you know, we're going to get through this together. So,
yeah. So envy is a feeling. This is the actual definition. Envy is a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. So it's some shit that you don't have that you really, really want that somebody else already has.
Yeah. In addition to desiring what someone else possesses, you also feel like when you're comparing yourself to them that you're lacking something.
Yeah.
That you're envious of. You lack what that person has that you're envious of.
Yes, yes. So the thing we have to bear in mind about envy is that we usually keep this emotion tucked away, right? It's not common to share with somebody like
you know what? I'm not feeling you. Or not like, even that you're not feeling them. Like, I really hate that you have that and I don't.
Exactly. We never are comfortable enough to share what it is that we're envious about somebody unless we're talking about somebody else. And we're both discussing what we're mutually envious about.
Right. There has to be some commonality there.
Yeah. Then we'll dish tea on her.
Yeah.
About like, oh, we don't like that. So
that's, or we like that. Like, I love how, or I wish I had a big ass like Sarah.
Yeah. We'll do that.
But y'all both got to have little asses or something. You know, in order to be on the same page about that.
On the same page. Yeah. So it's a little nasty emotion. That's one we don't really get a chance to dish tea about. We'll say we're sad or we're not feeling well.
Or we're like, happy.
Or I'm uncomfortable in this situation.
Yeah.
But it's rare that I'll be like, yeah, I'm envious of the homegirl because she got this.
Yeah, that's usually unspoken.
It's usually unspoken and it's deep down in my heart.
It's something that you internalize and that makes it even worse.
You can't even just be like, girl.
Because you know what? Even though you think you're not speaking about it and you think that you're hiding it, it shows in other ways.
Yeah.
It shows in other ways and it affects you. It affects the quality of your relationships, your friendships. And so that's why we want to figure out what it is, why it is, and how we can stop the shit.
Yeah.
We don't need this taking over our lives. So let's get to the root.
Get to it.
At the root of envy is competition and comparison, like we said. So your envy is directly related to comparing and competing with yourself and other people. You're constantly measuring yourself against another person, and when you come up short.
Yeah.
Short end of the stick vibe.
That's always it.
And that's stressful.
Which is why it creates this really unhealthy balance within ourselves. Because imagine always comparing yourself to someone who has what you don't have, and for whatever reason you don't have it, and you know that you will not get it.
especially if you're breaking bread with them frequently.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the envy can be one-off occasions. Like, you have one interaction with someone or maybe a handful of interactions and you feel the envy. But if it's somebody that you're really in the thick of it with, yeah, like someone that you're interacting with frequently, that can really weigh you down.
Yeah. But another reason why envy amongst friendship is common, because that is the person you're connected with. You're so close to them that you're privy to like certain information about them that you wouldn't necessarily be privy about a stranger, yeah, or a colleague or someone who you share these brief surface level interactions with.
Right. So it doesn't have a real effect on you.
Yeah. And it's not rooted in anything.
It's like a fleeting feeling.
Exactly. So we're going to get into it. We're going to dissect this bitch. Right. So here are a couple of reasons why you might feel envious. And the truth of this whole thing is that a lot of us have felt envy within our friends and our peer groups. It's just period, point blank. It exists. So while doing some research, because we have to do research.
We have to.
Period. Can't come off the dome with you girls.
Because we talk about all different kind of topics and we want to have background information to support what we're talking about so that you know it's valid. It's not just us talking out the side of our damn necks.
Even though we do give a little side of neck talk.
Yeah, that's a combo. That's a part of it.
It's a combo.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, equally good. So Psychology Today revealed that there are about 7 triggers that might spark envy in you or within a friendship. So as we go through this list, just keep a mental note, or if you're taking actual physical notes, just think about the ones that trigger you or bring up any emotions or feelings about yourself or your friendship's dynamics so that we can address those things later, right? So the first thing, money.
Coin, moolah.
Period. Dollar bills, y'all.
That's it.
You might be friends with someone who brings in way more money than you, or vice versa. And when there's this huge financial gap or difference between you and a friend, the person who makes substantially less has a way heightened sense of like monetary value and things that are going on around money than the other person who makes a lot of money does.
Right.
You know what I mean? So immediately there's comparison in regards to what you both are able to do, flexibility, means for extras within the friendships, like trips, concerts, dinners, brunches, whatever that looks like for you guys. You know, it's nothing like being somebody who's like living paycheck to paycheck and somebody else is just racking in coins.
Spending a check and getting it right back.
Period. You know, and then you start comparing yourself again. All of this comes back to comparison. Like, damn, they getting guap.
Yeah. And I think that can be resolved by a simple conversation with a friend. I mean, usually you guys know each other's financial situation unless someone's lying. And it doesn't have to be the dollar amount. But if your friend knows that you make a lot less than them, then they shouldn't be presenting you with options that they know you can't afford. You know, like, don't ask me to go to Aruba on Friday and we're going next month. Coin doesn't work like that.
No.
Coin does not work like that.
Yeah, but you can see how the person who doesn't make as much money would, even if a trip is presented, maybe the person who has a lot of money or more money, not a lot, would present a trip that they think is reasonable, and the other friend might be like, wow.
That's when you got to practice mindfulness.
And say, living in my means.
Yeah.
You don't got to keep up with the Joneses.
You don't.
So bear in mind, that's just one trigger, money.
Yes. Another reason why you might feel envious is relationship status. So if you have a problem finding a partner or being involved in a serious relationship that is important to you, and your friends are happily progressing with their romantic relationships, you could very well become envious because it's like, okay, you're booed up and I'm not.
Booed up.
Oh, Ella Mai was good too at Coachella.
Oh, she was. Yeah.
She was. So you might start asking yourself questions like, why haven't I found anyone who treats me the way he treats her? Or does he treat her so well because she does this or she does that or has this or has that? It can bring up so many different feelings. And you're like, you know what? I'm mad at this bitch.
Right? Then you start being mad.
I'm sleeping alone and she's warm. I'm sleeping alone and she's warm.
Yeah. Another one would be children and fertility. So this is tough. This is tough because typically women...
This is a really sensitive,
This is sensitive.
I don't know the rest of the words, but you know, we're singing slippery.
Yeah. So this is sensitive because typically women between their 20s and 30s feel the most envious about their friends having children, if it's also your desire to be a mom. So if you desire to have kids and your friends are springing off having
that's
kids.
That's important.
Yeah. If it's not your desire, you likely won't. Yeah. You'll be like, yeah, have the babies.
And I'm here for you.
Take your time. Yeah, but if you really desire to have kids and be a mom and your friends are having kids and for whatever reason you can or don't, you know, this is going to be a struggle. And it's even more challenging if you're the friend dealing with infertility issues. So imagine being a friend who is having a tough time conceiving while your other friends are getting pregnant without any problems. Right?
It's hard to find the joy for them.
It is. And although you want to be happy and joyous for your friend's new blessings, it becomes increasingly difficult given your circumstances, because usually, truth be told, you can only really be happy for somebody else when you're really happy for yourself.
Period.
Yeah. When you're already happy for yourself, it's easy for me to be like, oh my God, you got a promotion.
Yay. I'm so happy for you. Right.
You could genuinely
be
happy.
Because I'm content.
If I'm struggling at my job and you get promoted, there's a little piece of me, just because misery loves company, that's going to wish you were in my same boat, or that we could be in the same boat together. Either we both can't have kids right now or we're both pregnant. Yeah. But if I can't and you can, issues.
Yeah.
Deep down, something's tugging at my heart.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a thin line between a little bit of envy and unhealthy envy.
Yeah. And we talk about that too. And the fact that you're so closely aligned with your peers and doing things at certain ages.
Up until a certain point.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I felt that way. I was like, dang, my friends are having kids.
Yeah. You have to be careful with that, because sometimes you can be envious of something that you don't even really want.
Or need at the time.
You might think, okay, my friend is doing it. This is a typical timeline of when this shit starts to happen. And I'm mad because I don't have it right now. Like, my situation isn't working like that.
Yeah. So that's just something to bear in mind, because I mean, I can say that I've had envious feelings about that at one point. Now, honey, the girl's happy.
Living my life like it's golden.
Period. Okay. Golden.
Yeah, I have too. I've started to question, okay, what the fuck are you doing? Serious, sis. You need to get it together.
Yeah.
Whole time it be together.
Whole time it was already tight.
Because he's on the throne.
Like my vagina.
Okay. Another reason why you might be envious is physical attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Period. This trigger is mostly seen in our early adult years, especially around the early 20s and in some cases the 30s. During the young adult years, people are more likely to place a larger emphasis on appearance versus the later years in life.
Yeah. You
know, when we're little spring chickens.
Yeah, when you're more confident in what you're working with. The later you grow up in, you know, life, you're like, all right, bitch, this is me.
This is what I got.
Period. That's what I'm bringing to the table.
This is what I have. Take me as I am, or have nothing
at all.
Take
me.
Yes. So people that have a lower self-esteem usually tend to focus on the idea that the perceived more attractive friend has it so easy to get the opposite sex. This goes back to relationship status.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're so lucky to have their looks. And also, this trigger might start to show again in the 40s and 50s, since at this time, you know, age is setting in.
Yeah.
And the comparison will be, who's aging well?
Right.
Who still has their youth? Who looks like Angela Bassett and who looks like they're aging like milk?
Yeah.
You're starting.
The white folk.
Yes.
Who's still holding on? Yeah, who's doing the Benjamin Button?
Who has a coin to get the work done?
Who's Benjamin Button? I feel like I'm doing a Benjamin Button, baby. I'm getting better.
Okay.
I'm getting better.
It'll all get better with time.
Wine.
Yeah,
period.
Fine,
that's
wine.
That's what I'm working on right now. So, and I think that is true.
I still been waiting for my baby making hip.
Listen, if I hear you talk, y'all, she talks about these baby making hips.
Oh, Jesus.
Always waiting on her hips to set in.
Yeah, they told me at 30 they were coming.
They're on their way.
Yeah.
So here we go, talking about your baby making hips. Weight.
Great segue.
Another trigger would be weight. So if you've never struggled with weight, then this might not resonate with you. But we know the effect that weight can have on our self-esteem, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing like seeing your homegirls being physically fit and you're struggling with your weight in some aspect. Doesn't mean that you desire to be smaller. Maybe you want to be more shapely or curvy like my girl here. The baby making hips.
Yeah.
Thus, you compare yourself to what your friends have and you start feeling like, wow, do I not look like a woman?
Like a woman.
Or if you want to lose weight, then you might be like, wow, look at her ass sitting up nice.
Yeah.
Abs on deck. You know, we start to do the comparison. So we gotta stop doing that. But weight is definitely a trigger that can cause you to become envious of someone.
Yeah, even on Instagram, the models.
Oh, we're getting there.
We're getting there, though.
We're getting there.
Another reason, professional success. So normally, friends don't envy one another's profession, again, unless the person is making more money than the other.
Yeah.
Or if they're both working in the same profession and either gets promoted to a higher level position, leaving the other friend stuck.
The worst.
So So they're moving on up.
Don't let us both be working at McDonald's, working on the fries, and all of a sudden your team lead.
Yeah, especially at the same place. I can see that really causing a riff.
That's caused a riff at my workplace.
What?
Yeah, it definitely did. Like someone got promoted. It wasn't with me, but I could tell that the power dynamic. And I think that's really what it comes down to, the power dynamic that shifts the friendship or the encounter, because you're working with somebody for 10, 12 years and you guys do the same thing. And then all of a sudden they're your manager. Oh, baby.
Issues.
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. And it's nasty.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It can also hit you if if your friend gets public recognition for their profession. And, you know, even outside of like the corporate setting, it can be on social media. You see your friend thriving in their entrepreneurial pursuits.
Yes.
Or whatever it is. And you're like, and I'm sitting here doing.
Yeah. Or like if y'all both are chefs, for example, chefs, and they're getting like recognized for being the greatest chef.
Yeah. Winning awards.
Yeah.
And y'all do all these opportunities.
Period. And you're like, where are my accolades?
Yeah. Or even like with the rapper. Y'all both were getting it in the mud.
Uh-huh.
And your friend got their big break.
Yeah.
And you're still trying to get yours. Maybe hoping for assistance from the friend. And you're just not getting the same luck. It can cause some envy.
Yeah, you can become envious.
Even with Nipsey.
Okay.
We can bring it back to him.
Bring it back to my
brother.
In
his hood. Somebody from his hood.
Yeah.
Was clearly envious of all the success, the fame, the accomplishments that he's had.
And things he's given back to the community.
Mm-hmm. To where it caused one man to lose his life.
Yeah.
Sickening. So that's why we got to get rid of this envy shit, because it can go to the left real
quick. We
got to
work on it.
Yeah.
So social media, we touched on that. Now we're bringing it all the way around. We touched on it. Now we're grabbing on it. So social media, like, so seeing your friends or your peers post images that make them appear to have it all together can really trigger some feelings of envy. So even if you aren't gang with these people.
I was about to say, even if it's not your real friend.
It might be somebody you stalk.
Yeah.
You know, but the worst is when they are your friend and maybe you guys don't hang out as often or lives have changed, responsibilities have shifted.
Yes, you guys are on different pages.
Yeah. And
it doesn't make one better than the other.
No, no. But you especially feel it when your life is apparently different from theirs.
Yeah.
Right. So you're doing completely different things than they're doing and you're watching them or their life play out online. So maybe they go out all the time. Maybe they post trips and like it's things that you want to do, but for whatever reason you can't. Maybe they're at home with their husband and their kids and making up fresh veggies and mashing peas and washing their babies' asses and doing all that stuff that kids do, you know, little cute stuff that people post.
Yeah.
And you don't have those things. You know, we tend to compare what we don't have and do the apples to oranges vibe.
Right.
And we really see it on social media, because if I don't see, for instance, Brittany, but I'm still seeing her life play out, I'm still connected to her.
Right.
Although we're not in the flesh with one another. So therefore, her experience online, I'm able to assess it and make an assumption that she has everything that she wants and needs and desires. And I, on the other hand, don't have any of that shit.
Right. She's thriving and I'm surviving.
Period. I'm just barely holding on. So there was a study found that if Facebook users experience envy of the activities and lifestyles of their friends, they are much more likely to report feelings of depression.
Yeah. We've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
Social media causing depression because we're comparing ourselves to things that we see.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, as we've said many times, and I'm sure you've heard, you're only getting a small highlight.
Yes.
So just stop the shit.
And I need to make a statement. Stop, you guys, all because Lauren said that Nipsey was her sanctuary.
Oh,
these niggas
tap on that.
The niggas are doing too much. Talking about y'all want a Nipsey, but you out here being a thought and da da da. Like, bro, what?
Furthermore, we don't know the complete dynamic
we
of
don't.
Their relationship, because we're going to talk about the good things right now. We're going to shine light on their relationship.
Right.
But you don't know the dynamic. What you need to focus on, it's finding something that feels like a sanctuary to you.
Right.
And only you will know how that feels. And only you will know when the relationship feels like home. Let's tap into that. Just because a nigga comes in burning sage doesn't mean he's your sanctuary, sis. There's more. Just because he presents you with the book, although I would love to receive books because I've mainly been receiving headaches, that doesn't mean that he's your sanctuary. So let's not.
Tap in. So that's another that comparison shit. Like the relationship goals. Love Nipsey, love Lauren. But we gotta do better.
We gotta do more. We have to get off the surface level and go deep.
Elevate, y'all.
Yeah.
Elevate.
Level up.
Okay,
so let's talk about how to overcome envious energy and envious nature, because that's where we're about here, problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
So first, if you feel some feelings of envy, maybe after listening to this episode, You've been exposed to, maybe you're envious. Use this envy as motivation.
The hustle and motivate.
Yes. So what you admire about someone else, work harder to obtain these things for yourself. But make sure it's coming from a place of like, okay, I really need to change this about me.
Genuine desire.
Yes. Not just trying to be like somebody else, but it's like, okay, I know that I need to make more money because I need more money to live.
Yes. So nice things. Maybe sometimes you're exposed to things through your friends like, wow, she's been going on trips. She's been traveling. I also find that that's a desire of mine. What can I do to get that?
Right.
If it's genuine desire in your heart, then do the damn thing.
Yeah.
But don't be just doing shit because you see just people do it.
Just to do it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, a way to overcome envious energy and envious nature is to address intergenerational trauma. So your envy does not always belong to you. Your own envy of others can originate from what your parents envied or admired. So an example of this would be if your parents struggled financially and always wished for more money, you might envy people who have it.
Yeah.
Or if your parents idealized a college education that seemed impossible to obtain, you might admire intellectual pursuits. So, you know, like those people who be like, I can't hang out with girls who got a lot of money or girls who don't understand the hood. And
yeah.
Like, okay, tap into that. Yeah. That's coming from, nature versus nurture.
Yeah. Things that were embedded inside of your mind before you even had a chance to fully free think for yourself.
Period. Break every chain. Period.
Okay, so here's another way to overcome. Shift your focus to the goodness in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Dialing back to last week's episode, only the good things. Stop comparing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things. Dig deep.
Yeah.
Pull there are up. Things to value about your own life. We all have some things to value. You might be envious about somebody's material things while somebody is just envious about you, your spirit.
Yes.
While she's so kind, she's so charismatic, she gets along with everybody, she can come in the room and, you know, light the bitch up. There's something to value about yourself. So just know that your goodness might be showing up in other ways and you need to appreciate that about
yourself. Know yourself.
Yeah.
Lastly, evaluate your friendships and circles. So monitor the values of the friendships. If there's some sick characteristics or qualities that maybe you didn't notice that you were struggling with prior to being in these friendships, maybe you have to take an assessment and remove thyself.
Yeah. It might be the friendship.
Right. You have to elevate or remove.
Yeah.
Elevate or alleviate.
Yeah. No one is you.
And no one is the circumstance, yes. The situation. So if you clicked up with somebody who before you weren't as vain and all they do is talk about their vanity, their looks and, you know, or materialistic bullshit, all this materialistic bullshit, then, you might want to make an assessment of that. Like, yo, I didn't care about all this stuff before. And now when this person is exposed in my life, I feel like I have to get like bags or shoes or be in the latest this and have all the drip. You know, if you always focus.
Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip. If you always focus on the big drip and the bags and the racks and da 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 da, and maybe that's really not your focus, but you feel a need to compete and, you know, be in competition with the homegirls, probably want to remove yourself. Might need new homegirls.
But don't go telling your homegirls that you're leaving them because of the black or bravado. Say, I've been working on self.
Yeah, I've been making some changes.
If they come for us, we're coming for you. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so. We hope that information was helpful for you
to
identify if you're envious and ways to work on it. And we're going to hit you with another journal prompt for this week.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, this helps us work through it, helps you identify if there's an issue. So picture a person you are envious about.
Uh-huh.
After you do that, you're going to make three columns. Okay. So in the first column, write down all the things you're envious about.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things you wish you had.
Yeah.
In the second column, write down why you don't have those things. I'm not working.
Yeah. Whatever it is, if you admire somebody with a nice body and they're physically fit, I don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, you know, do that.
Yes. So in the third column, you're going to list all the necessary steps that you need to take or different strategies and adjustments you need to make in efforts to obtain these things.
Yeah.
So this exercise should help you recognize you're still in control of what happens in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have something someone else has, especially if it's a true desire, it doesn't mean you should diminish their light or feel badly. It just means you have to make changes and work hard to get the things that you desire. Nothing's coming without work. So whatever that work looks like, if it's literally working, if it's working out,
yes,
working through, work.
Yeah. I will still shake my ass to that.
That's a classic.
Day in and day out. Yeah. So yeah, the journal prompt will be in the show notes. Utilize it. Let us know if it's helped you. Tag us. Let us know if you guys like these journal prompts. Yeah, otherwise
we're going to scrap them.
And stop taking energy to create. Okay, yes. It's a creative process.
Yes.
So, transitioning. Now it's time to pick up a pen. We're dropping a gem. So, the gem this week, it's a gem and it's a FUBU business. It's a Flores Bias business.
Hybrid
of the two. Yeah. So, we're going to be featuring Sunshine Delights. So this is a
indie business by one of our sisters who goes by the name of Sabrina Johnson.
Yes.
She was kind enough to send us samples.
Amazing. Brittany's is empty.
Girl.
She been working it. Work them, girl.
It's something work about shea butter that brings out the goddess in me. And that's all I want to say. Okay, so she sent us shea butter in the Soul Delights Foot Repair
Salve. Shea butter, baby. Bugging over your pillows.
Yes. So we got the shea butter and we got the Soul Delights Foot Repair Salve.
Yes.
Let's start with the salve.
The salve,
it's in like an ointment. Mm-hmm. That restores moisture to dry, cracked feet and heels. Now, again, we've said that the summer and the spring has arrived. We know we have our heels out in our little toes. I was having a little issue with the heels of my feet being a little white post-lotion application. But when I started putting on that...
I hate this girl.
When I started putting on that salve...
You noticed a difference. And that's
it alleviated the issue.
We have some key ingredients in this black... Well, I'm about to say black pepper salve. Like... It's not black pepper salve, y'all. In our, Soul Delights Foot Repair Salve.
Yeah.
So a couple of these key ingredients are thyme, peppermint, liminer, lavender, and lemon's baby.
Yeah.
So it's lemon, lavender, vitamin E, and tea tree oil. Okay. So we have some good key ingredients in these products that are really helping to restore, bring back the moisture. Brittany's feet are no longer crying.
Yeah.
They're no longer having parties of their own. So we only have Sabrina to thank for this.
I slap it on post shower and then cover my feet with a sock.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Locks in that moisture.
So like we mentioned, Sabrina sent us some samples. My sample was lemon in my grass, which I love. It's a lemongrass scent. Super moisturizing, hydrating. Brittany, what scent did you get?
I got the Mango Tango Shea Body Butter. Let's tell you about this body butter. It's whipped organic shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
It has vitamin E oil, organic, pure fragrance, organic jojoba oil, organic argan oil, and rich organic oils. It's good.
I love mine. I actually shared a little bit with my coworker. We share an office together and she was like, oh my God, I have to get some of this. And she ordered some that day. So it's really nice to support black businesses, support
especially
people.
Especially when the product is fire.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't send you.
We
to
wouldn't.
BS.
We don't like no trash.
Yeah.
So reach out to Sabrina. She's
her
at
Instagram.
Oh, you got it?
I did.
Get it.
Sunshine_delights. DELITES. If you go there and you get some, let her know we sent you. Tag us, tag her.
Yeah, let her know.
You won't be disappointed. I can't wait to get more.
Yeah, it's a great, 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 great product. So.
Now it's time for our girlfriend gag. Our girlfriend gag is where you all send us your questions, comments, or concerns. You can email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. You can DM us, however you want to get it to us.
Just get it to us.
So. Today's question says, how to survive tips on going on a girls trip with friends from different points in life, from back at home, college, friends from work who have never hung out before.
All right. So
this
is
your mashup.
You're in luck. We just got back from a couple trips.
We did.
Hey, hey.
The reality is you can't travel with everyone. You just can't.
Yeah, that's just honest.
Once you realize that. It may be a little easier for you because we're all different. We're all unique. You know, some people have higher tastes. Some people can stay at a motel.
Never in my
There's also different motel. Budgets too. But you just want to have them be as like-minded as possible so that the trip is seamless.
Yeah, there's nothing like going on a trip and you're dragged and you can't relax or really enjoy yourself because you have all these change in dynamics and people and personalities. So if you've traveled, a tip that I would say is if you've traveled individually with a couple girls, or maybe you've traveled with a group and now you want to incorporate some additional people, consider the people you're bringing to the group.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your homegirls, you know, who's really easy to travel with, who kind of goes with the flow. And then, you know, your other homegirls who can be a little stressful. you might want to leave them out of the mix.
Yeah, or just travel with them alone.
Yeah, solo.
Because you probably have a higher tolerance for them than the new people that they're meeting, that yeah. you're meshing them with. Also, like, if you're charging with traveling with a large group, which I can't say that I've done before, but I think this would be a good idea. Maybe you guys can break up in subgroups. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, say you go to Coachella. Oh, we like these people. Three of us will go here. Three of us will go here. And then we'll link up after this set at about 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And go see whoever together.
I've traveled with a group of like 4 or 5 girls to Vegas and it was hell. I mean, when I went,
we've also did it and it was good.
Too. Yeah, we've also did it and it was good. And that's the thing. You got to know the people you're rolling with. If everybody's easy, great. You know, if everybody's hell.
Same page, because if people want to start doing the split the bill evenly and.
Yeah. And we didn't all get evenly. Food issue. And drinks and shit. Common interests and goals, period. I mean, you know the kind of girls you hang out with. I would just be mindful.
Yeah.
Be mindful and be strategic. Everybody's spending their money. Don't bring a Debbie Downer or a pessimistic Patty around the group.
Yeah.
Somebody who's very negative. Mm-hmm. Bring people who have an upbeat spirit, who can easily flow, with other people and aren't mean. Because, you know, you might bring somebody around.
Oh, no, that's
ain't
not
nothing
cool.
like that. Bringing somebody around.
I went on a trip with a Debbie Downer before and I'm like, this, no.
Yeah.
She was messing up the vibe. I'm like, sis.
Bad little vibe.
It might, yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just think about what your friends would like to do, what you would like to do, and maybe even, like, have a little conference call or a chat. Like, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, like, maybe you guys can even, like, say you gather up a group. Maybe the trip won't be the first, like, gathering. Maybe you guys can go to brunch.
Yes.
A little hangout, something like that, so that the cherries
everybody
pop.
Can get, yeah. Nothing like virgin vibes on a trip. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go into it with an open mind. Hopefully everybody can go with the flow and thrive together and you guys are having a wonderful time. And that would be cool too, having a good group of girlfriends who you can always click up with. And maybe going back to breaking into the subgroups, maybe you'll find a good friend who likes to travel. You know, they don't have to be your ace, boom, coon, gang, gang.
But you guys travel together.
You guys travel together and you can click up multiple times a year and do that. So prayers.
Yeah. Good luck on your travels. We hope you have a good time. It all works out.
Mm-hmm.
But we've reached the end of the road for this episode. Again, as always, we hope you enjoyed it. We hope it was valuable. We hope you took something away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Share it in your stories. If you did, send it to your friends. Post it on Twitter.
Tag us.
All of that.
And you know what? Follow us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. That's another call to action. There's a lot of calls and we hope you're picking them up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram.
If you, for some reason,
aren't. At the Black Girl Bravado Pod.
Yes. And that's down in the show notes.
It go down.
Follow us.
Yeah.
We're waiting on you.
That's basically it. I'll talk to you guys later. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.